It was like going back in time. It was like going back into the world of Trollope, into the 19th century. There were books all over the place. There were corridors of books. There were papers. In the modern world, we're meant to be a paperless world, but this was far from paperless. And yet his office was tidy. He had never worked so hard to get it so tidy. It was presentable to a man. Certainly it would never pass the muster of the women that I know, with one singular exception, being the one woman who is more untidy than any other man I've ever met in my life. Yes, that was what I've been doing. I've been actually into a publisher's world. I've been underground in the sense that I had to go down steep steps to get to the lair where the commissioning editor sat. What did I find? Well, I'm not going to tell you everything. There's a big long audio boo about some of the conversation, but two things I come away with, two goodies really, two goodies. One is a thing called World Irish, a big directory, something I have been vaguely aware of but not paid much attention to. And I'm certainly, so if you Google worldirish.ie, I think funded by John McColgan, the guy who was the producer, I think, of Riverdance, also funded by Enterprise Ireland, and presumably there are other investors as well. So there's one goodie I come away with, I would pay more attention to. The second is a WordPress tool, which I had never heard of, and it's a thing called Press This, two words, Press This, and you can find it under Tools in the WordPress dashboard, a tremendously useful tool. Have a look at that. And third and finally, the third bit of treasure I take out of that cavern is a thing called storymap.ie. Storymap.ie. That is Dublin, the Dublin area, being converted into a map of stories. Amazing. Absolutely stunning quality. But it's going to mean that sooner or later, the whole of the city of Dublin is going to be covered in stories. And that's what I've just found out.